It worked. The disarming spell made the spider drop him, but that meant that Harry fell 12 feet onto his already injured leg, which crumpled underneath him. Without pausing to think, he aimed high at the spider's underbelly, as he had done with the scroot, and shouted, "Stupefy!" just as Cedric yelled the same thing. The two spells combined did what one alone had not. The spider keeled over sideways, flattening a nearby hedge and strewing the path with a tangle of hairy legs.
"Harry!" he heard Cedric shouting. "You all right? Did it fall on you?"
"No," Harry called back, panting. He looked down at his leg. It was bleeding freely. He could see some sort of thick, gluey secretion from the spider's pincers on his torn robes. He tried to get up, but his leg was shaking badly and did not want to support his weight. He leaned against the hedge, gasping for breath, and looked around. Cedric was standing feet from the Triwizard Cup, which was gleaming behind him.
"Take it, then," Harry panted to Cedric. "Go on, take it. You're there."
But Cedric didn't move. He merely stood there, looking at Harry. Then he turned to stare at the cup. Harry saw the longing expression on his face in its golden light. Cedric looked around at Harry again, who was now holding on to the hedge to support himself. Cedric took a deep breath.
"You take it. You should win. That's twice you've saved my neck in here." "That's not how it's supposed to work," Harry said. He felt angry. His leg was very painful. He was aching all over from trying to throw off the spider, and after all his efforts, Cedric had beaten him to it, just as he'd beaten Harry to ask Cho to the ball.
"The one who reaches the cup first gets the points. That's you. I'm telling you, I'm not going to win any races on this leg." Cedric took a few paces nearer to the stunned spider, away from the cup, shaking his head.
"No," he said. "Stop being noble," said Harry irritably. "Just take it, then we can get out of here."
Cedric watched Harry steadying himself, holding tight to the hedge.
"You told me about the dragons," Cedric said. "I would have gone down in the first task if you hadn't told me what was coming." "I had help on that too," Harry snapped, trying to mop up his bloody leg with his robes. "You helped me with the egg, we're square." "I had help on the egg in the first place," said Cedric.
"We're still square," said Harry, testing his leg gingerly. It shook violently as he put weight on it. He had sprained his ankle when the spider had dropped him.
"You should have got more points on the second task," said Cedric mulishly. "You stayed behind to get all the hostages. I should have done that." "I was the only one who was thick enough to take that song seriously," said Harry bitterly. "Just take the cup."
"No," said Cedric. He stepped over the spider's tangled legs to join Harry, who stared at him. Cedric was serious. He was walking away from the sort of glory Hufflepuff House hadn't had in centuries.
"Go on," Cedric said.
He looked as though this was costing him every ounce of resolution he had, but his face was set, his arms were folded. He seemed decided. Harry looked from Cedric to the cup. For one shining moment, he saw himself emerging from the maze, holding it. He saw himself holding the Triwizard Cup aloft, heard the roar of the crowd, saw Cho's face shining with admiration, more clearly than he had ever seen it before. And then the picture faded, and he found himself staring at Cedric's shadowy, stubborn face.
"Both of us," Harry said.
"What?"
"We'll take it at the same time. It's still a Hogwarts victory. We'll tie for it."
Cedric stared at Harry. He unfolded his arms. You
sure?"
"Yeah,"
said Harry. "Yeah. We've helped each other out, haven't we? We both got here. Let's just take it together."
For a moment, Cedric looked as though he couldn't believe his ears. Then his face split in a grin.
"You're on," he said. "Come here."
He grabbed Harry's arm below the shoulder and helped Harry limp toward the plinth where the cup stood. When they had reached it, they both held a hand out over one of the cup's gleaming handles.
On three, right? Said Harry. One, two, three.
He and Cedric both grasped a handle. Instantly, Harry felt a jerk somewhere behind his navel. His feet had left the ground. He could not unclench the hand holding the Triwizard Cup. It was pulling him onward in a howl of wind and swirling colour, Cedric at his side.